Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy D's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, the toy lady, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V? Are you staying afloat?
I am doing.
Like we are?
Yeah, you know, they might have to toss the lifeboat out there for me, but... I'm doing pretty good. You know, they've been having the boats going. But it's been pretty good here. I mean, can't complain. I'm still afloat.
Oh, yeah. Same here. With more rain on the way.
Yeah, that's what they said about us tonight, that we're supposed to get more rain. And I'm like, yay, you know, nothing like looking forward to more freaking rain. I mean, yippee-yay-ay.
Yep.
No, that's just the way it goes. Just, I'm still like one of those kids, rain, rain, go away, please come back another day. That's how I feel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling even crazier because I'm looking for an Amazon package that's supposed to be here in my house. Naturally, I don't see it. But I do see what I was looking for, so that's all that matters. I was looking for the dog's medicine. So, I'm going to talk about Oklahoma, because there's a player from Oklahoma is going to the NBA. Pull up this young man's name. Excuse you, puppy, but the puppy won't let me type. excuse you? He literally just pushed my hand off the keyboard, so I was trying to type, and he pushed my hand off the keyboard.
Yeah, and I didn't even watch NASCAR.
Wow.
Hell, I spent all day in bed.
Okay. That's not... That was a black dude. Okay, that's not Hans, but I don't think that's his name. Oh, maybe that is him. That is him. Okay.
Is he a Sooner or a Cowboy?
So it is from the Cowboy.
Oklahoma State.
Okay. Okay, Cade Cunningham, the number one prospect for the NBA, and he's a Cowboy.
Okay.
So the rumor is that he's going to the Pistons because the Detroit Pistons have the number one pick for the NBA draft this year.
Yeah. Well, with that being the case, they would be fools if they did not pick him.
So they said, you know, naturally they're keeping mum on it.
But everybody has said that, you know, listen, that's where he's going. And they said he only visited the Pistons beforehand.
Yeah.
And they said the Pistons will have 4 picks in the upcoming NBA draft, could use them in a number of ways. They will certainly use the number 1 overall pick to draft the best player, which looks to be Cade Cunningham, a huge dynamic point guard who does everything well. So, your Oklahoma people, y'all coming to Michigan. What's up with y'all coming to Michigan?
Hey, actually, I've been to Michigan. I like all parts of Michigan, to tell you the truth. I mean, even though it
y'all
was
must like us.
99 was the last time I was up there in Michigan, and I loved the whole place. I mean, everything about the state.
You know, but we get all 4
traffic,
seasons all year round.
Oh, yeah.
Well, unlike other places, our idea of rush hour is not what other people's idea of rush hour is. If we sit for more than 5 minutes, that's considered a traffic jam for us. We don't do that sitting and getting on your cell phone shit like they do in other places in the country. No, if we sit for more than 5 minutes, we're like, what the hell? It's got to be something major going on. It has to be an accident because you don't sit still in Michigan.
Yes.
You know, it's not like they could say, well, that's just Detroit. No, that's the entire state. We don't sit still. No one in this state sits still. You know, we don't understand rush hour traffic. When people say rush hour, you know, we're like, yeah. I mean, depending on where you live, that depends on how long it takes you to get to work. But that truly is just your commute to get to work. It's not transferring over anything. And those even the people who catch the bus to work, I mean, still don't take forever. It might take a person who catch the bus to work, depending on where they're coming from, 1.5 hours. And like I said, that depends on where they're coming from. Because, like, when I lived in Detroit and I caught the bus to work, because I lived on one of the major bus routes, literally, I was able to get to work in 45 minutes on the bus. And that was me catching the bus from my home to a block from my job, 45 minutes. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. No.
The average person catches a bus, it takes them about 1.5 hours. Just saying. So you figure if it takes a person 1.5 hours, that's still not bad compared to other places in the country where they're talking about to get in on mass transportation is 1.5 hours, and it's still like another 20 minutes from their home or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, when people are saying that they spend more time commuting than they do, I don't comprehend that. And I'm talking about pre-COVID. So I love it here. But, yes, I wanted to, you know, see how you felt about that, you know, when your cowboy is coming to Michigan. Also, before we go any further, I want to send my condolences to the families of the people who were in the building in Florida. All I can do is say my prayers. You know, this, I'm sure that when those people went to bed that night, they did not expect to not wake up again. And the fact that they're still looking for 156 people, you know, I'm praying, I'm with everybody else, I'm praying that somebody survived. And this, just so everybody will understand, I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. The people that are looking for the survivors are the people who have been all over the world. The Miami-Dade rescue team is world-renowned. And when they had the earthquakes, and I want to say Chile, they've been talking about it. So if I've got the location wrong, I apologize. They said that 5 days after the earthquake, they still found people alive buried in the rubble. And that's why I still have hope. Because
yeah.
This team is known for their rescues. They go all over the world. You know, I hope and pray that this is not just to become a search and rescue. I hope that this still, you know, a looking. And either way,
yep.
I along with the rest of the world, I want answers. I want to know why this happened. I don't want to speculate on what I don't know. I'm not an engineer. I don't want to speculate on what small amount of the report about the building has been released. I'm not an engineer. With that said, we're going to move on to the rowboat that I've been in. I think the whole country, either they're hot as hell or in their damn rowboat. Actually, they're checking to
yeah.
see right now. They think a tornado touched down here last night. So literally they are actually looking. I guess it's a FEMA that comes out of this for tornado. Whoever it is, they're actually in the process of coming to Michigan because they need to verify if it was a tornado that hit an area and it's about 40 miles north of Detroit or if it was just straight line winds. They're actually
yeah.
coming to investigate because they did, no one, everyone is okay, but they definitely are checking. So that's
yeah,
another
that would
thing
be
that they're looking at.
Yeah, that'd be the National Weather Service. And they go
so,
and check, see if the damage was tornado or straight-line winds. So, yeah.
So they're coming out to check that. Right now, I believe we're still under a severe thunderstorm warning. They said scattered thunderstorms. Let me see if there's any warnings. Because yesterday my weather was, again, I know I'm constantly saying this, people. Get a weather radio. I'm a very big proponent of this. I'm not going to sit here. I don't get paid for saying this. Let's make that clear. I don't get paid for this. When it comes down to me saying get a weather radio, as a person who owns a weather radio, I can tell you that when I hear that weather radio go off in the middle of the night, I pay attention because I am a normal person. I don't have a TV going 24/7. And I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
somebody who has their TV going 24/7 is not normal, but I'm telling you because most people who do have their TVs on are not sitting on one of the major television stations that's being interrupted with these things. They're normally on a cable station or they're watching Netflix or something where they're not being interrupted. So I'm not saying that if you're watching, if you've got the TV on, you're not normal. What I'm saying is that, you know, you're probably not at ABC, NBC, or CBS, one of them, or Fox. You're sitting on some
yeah.
station that may not let that warning come through. So I do have my weather radio. It was going off. I mean, right now they're talking about scattered thunderstorms. We were under a flood warning yesterday. I'm looking to see what they're saying right now. So I'm actually checking, okay, at least it's cooling down. They said we still have scattered thunderstorms. And we're going to be like this until there's right now a 55% chance of rain, which odds are we're getting rain. Tomorrow we've got a 60% chance of rain. Tuesday a 60% chance of rain. Wednesday a 60% chance of rain. Thursday an 80% chance of rain. Friday a 60% chance of rain. Saturday a 60% chance of rain. And on the 4th we have a 60% chance of rain. It's going to be
yeah.
better than a week before we don't have a chance of rain. So I'm saying this
yep.
not to be a smart ass, but roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily.
Life is but a dream. Yeah, see, here in Oklahoma, we got 80% chance Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 40% Friday, and 20% Saturday and Sunday the 4th. So,
like
yeah.
I said.
We feel your pain, Miss B, down here.
Yeah, roll, you're down the chain. People, we don't think this is funny, but that's all. You have to have a sense of humor when it's like this, because what do you do, complain about it? You know, you make the best out of it. I mean, I'm just glad I ain't got nowhere to go, okay? I mean, but I want to say something. I before the show started, I went and got gas. And back in the 70s and 80s, when people got married, they used to blow their horns. And, you know, people would be congratulating them. Well, I was at the gas station, and there was a wedding procession. We did not know it was a wedding procession because all we saw was their lights, the hazards on. In the midst of all this, and they're blowing their horns. There was like an assembly wedding, okay? When I got married, the only car that really had the lights going, and really it was a sign. You know, they used to put a sign on your car that said just married. Didn't you say just married or nothing? We put two and two together, but in the midst of all this, it sounded like a damn gunshot. So it was really, it scared the shit out of us because we're all out there pumping our gas. I was like, and I looked at Will, I was like, it's a fucking ass wedding. You know, my daughter was like, she's like, Mom, she, I was like, I understand. I was like, this shit is just like trifling right now. You know, it's a Sunday and there was understood wedding and they were holding up traffic. So the big thing, they were holding up a ton of traffic. And when I got married, you know, you only did that from, and then other people were blowing to congratulate you. You weren't the ones blowing. You know what I'm saying? Other people were blowing to congratulate you because they saw your car. These people, they blowing on their own, so nobody knew what the hell was going on. So with the damn backfire going on, you know, it's like, damn. So it was just like, seriously, we like ducking this shit because we like looking, okay, where the fuck did that fire come from? You know, where we going to go?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's sad that when that's how this country is that you hear something that probably was a backfire of a car and think it's a gunshot and, you know, looking around. And you're not looking to see who's shooting. You're looking to see where you're going to go. So
avoid
this gunfire. But I went to a baby shower today. It was the most beautiful baby shower. Well, I haven't been to a baby shower in 30 years. So I guess this will be the most beautiful I've seen in a while because the last baby shower I went to was before my son was born because I didn't have a baby shower. My friends were too fucking cheap. No, my friends were too cheap and trifling to give me a baby shower. I'm being honest. You know, I'll call it the way it is. I threw a baby shower and I turned up pregnant like, I want to say, a month or so after I had thrown this baby shower. You think anybody threw me a baby shower? Hell to the no, not even the person I threw the baby shower for. So I was like, okay, I'm good. Fuck all y'all. But baby shower today was for a coworker's daughter. Oh, my God. When I say that this child got closed for about 3 years, this baby got closed for about 3 years. On top of the baby is getting the pack and play from my house. So I was like, you know, I'm standing there and I was talking to my coworker and I was like, hey, I was like, you know, I've got the pack and play. I was like, I know that she's got a brand new one, so she ain't going to need it. And before I could say anything, her sister, she's like, pack and play? She's like, y'all don't need it because y'all are getting the crib. She was like, but I'm going to need the pack and play at my house. I was like, you can have it. I was like, I no longer need it, and I'm not going to sit here and try to sell this pack and play. I'd rather give it to somebody who I know is going to appreciate it. It's pretty much almost brand new because it was only used 2 or 3 times. I said, it's in the bag. I said, I will make arrangements to give it to your dad or your uncle. When we're walking out, her mom, when I was like, I'll make sure you get the pack and play. She's looking at her daughter like, pack and play? She's like, no, because she's got the pack and play from her grandchildren, and you guys are getting the crib at your house, and I'm going to need something at my house for my nephew. So she said she would give me the pack and play that she's got. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, I thought I missed something. But it was a beautiful baby shower. I'm going to tell you, this is how you know that it was done tastefully. When I say very tasteful, there was not any some there was the game, which we were told not to cheat. We ended up cheating anyway and still lost. They did a game like, who is the mother? I'm serious. It was a really cute game. It was, the game was, guess the mother or mother role of the character. And the mother was, the mother's name was there, but they had the names of the other people at the bottom. I ain't know nothing. Apparently, I don't watch enough Disney because they were all Disney. I don't watch enough Disney because I couldn't remember nothing, okay? But it's been 30 years since I had a child, and my grandbabies, you know, haven't been around me enough for me to get into Disney. So I'm probably a bad grandma because definitely I knew nothing. But we did cheat and still lost. And then we had to do a bingo game, and my daughter won the bingo, and they gave out some nice gifts. Like all of the women who came to the baby shower, they gave us gifts. Who goes to a baby shower and gets gifts? We didn't even have to do nothing.
No doubt.
We got a gift. Nice gifts. They went to Kohl's. They must know somebody at Kohl's because there had to be about 50 or 60 women there. I kid you not. And we just didn't get some random gifts. We got to pick our gifts. They had, like, these makeup cases, and it was five different ones. They had them already out the package, and then you got yours in the package.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, hell. And they were by Vera Bradley. So I'm like, oh, hell. And then they had, like, my daughter, she won the bingo, so she got a blanket, nice-size blanket. It's from Kohl's. I'm like, shit done changed. Oh, and the food was good. And they even knew they had vegetarians there. And this is what I appreciate. This is where people really, even though I'm not a vegetarian, what they did was they knew that like four or five people who were vegetarian were coming. You know they had a special meal made for them. So
oh, wow.
They had their meals delivered to them. So they made sure that even the vegetarians did not have to worry. But they had a buffet meal. They had chicken salad and tuna salad, and you made your own sandwich. They had this, oh, my God. The food was so good. And then the mother-to-be made these cakes. That was the dessert. Oh, my God. She made four different cakes. They were so good. And they cut them up and gave them to us. Jesus, if the child wasn't married and as young as she is, I might marry her because she made the cakes, okay? They were good. She did a banana chocolate cake. She did a carrot cake. She did a white cake with strawberries and one other cake. I had two of the cakes. My daughter had the carrot. Did I say carrot cake? Because my daughter had the carrot cake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They were good as hell. Oh, and they had a bar. Ain't nothing like going to a baby shower and them having a bar. They had a rum punch, and they had a regular punch. And then they had the regular pop. So, and they had them already glassed up. So, again, you get alcohol. And then they had the men's table. All I can say is that, Greg, this sounds like something, when I say this is something that you probably would do if you had to go to a baby shower. At the men's table, these dudes, and I'm saying dudes, they had coolers with their own damn alcohol in it. They had three different coolers. These mugs had beers over there and their own damn liquor. We was like, we only saw one cooler on the table. We was like, you really brought your own cooler? They was like, no, we brought three. I'm like, what?
Damn.
What did you do?
See, that's the thing. Here in Oklahoma, men going to a baby shower, that does not happen. I have never been to one and never been invited to one.
Well, her father was there. Her father-in-law was there. Her uncle was there. I know both her uncle and her father.
Now,
and
that I can understand.
And
but you think with my own baby, I would have been there at the shower. No, it was a women-only deal because
that's
how they
do it. They have changed it now.
In Germany. That's how they do that in Germany. Since I married
a
German
girl. Well,
they
changed it because wasn't no men at the baby shower when I had my children, but it's like now the men are there. So even the baby's uncle, when I say they had, it wasn't a whole lot of men. So let's make this clear. It was not a whole lot of men, and it was only one table of men. So it had to be about eight
right.
men out of this whole room of women. But it was her father, her uncle, her husband's brother, her cousin, her grandfather, and some other dudes. I think a couple of other uncles were over there. So, like I said, it was, but again, the fact that they had their own alcohol, and they're over there scanning their beers because, like, they have this thing where they log the beers that they drank and all that. So they scan their, their beers. So, again, it was so funny. It was so funny. It was so nice, though. So, you know, and if they, because they do know about my radio show, they kind of slipped because we don't have that discussion when I go places publicly. And one person who knew me, they was like, yeah, well, Miss V. And I was like, you know, we really don't have that discussion. He was like, I know. But if y'all happen to be listening, I did appreciate the baby shower. I was really happy with it. I had a nice time. The food was fabulous. The cake was good. I am so glad that she, everything that she got, that baby is going to be spoiled as all get out. Oh, and he's the first baby born. He's the first boy born on her mother's side in 30 years.
Wow, that's
the
awesome.
The last boy that was born was 30 years ago, and that was her cousin that was there. And they say he turned 30 this year. So apparently their genes are so strong, all they make is girls.
Yeah.
Because she only has a sister. She has a brother-in-law, but she only has a sister. Her mom has two sisters. I've met both of them. You know, and her grandmother, you know, was saying, you know, about the girls. So it was just like, it was a beautiful thing. So, again, if y'all are hearing, I had a really nice time. I appreciated myself. Thank you for inviting me because you didn't have to. You know, even though I think y'all consider me part of the family, still I appreciated it. It was a very, very, very beautiful. I'm glad that you allowed me to share in your joyous occasion because
that's awesome.
You just don't share that with everybody. You know, and that's why I'm in a good mood. And no, I did not drink a lot of the rum punch because I did have to drive back home. Because, as we said, row, row, row your boat. I had to take the scenic route to get there. If I did not have to take the scenic route, it would have taken me about 45 minutes to get there. But because I had to take the scenic route, it took me like closer to an hour, 15 minutes to get there. So, again, since, you know, Mother Nature decided that she wanted to make sure that I understood that I was going to know what it was like to see flooding, it took me a little longer. But I'm going to bring on Randy because Randy been holding. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hey, beautiful, how you doing? I'm fine.
I'm doing good.
I had a wonderful weekend. Excuse me. In fact, I had a fun weekend. Let's see. My weekend started with myself and other people. We went to my old high school. They're going to tore it down soon. They're building a new high school in place of it. So we just went a final walk through of the building, you know, all the old classrooms, the cafeteria, the gym. The building's been closed since COVID, so we just went there and went through every single piece of the building. So it was fun. It was an all-day thing.
That sounds
Were
fun.
You able to take anything?
I'm sorry?
Were you able to take
anything? Were you able to take anything, any memorabilia?
I took a curtain from the stage.
There you go.
Wow. See?
A piece of curtain from the stage up there. And some old pictures of how the building got built.
Nice.
And of course a brand spanking new 1983 yearbook. Because the old one's falling
apart. Wow. So
the old one's falling apart.
Nice. That's awesome, Randy.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was all day thing. It was from, let's see, 10, I think around 4 o'clock. It was hot as hell. It was very hot there yesterday. Even though it did rain earlier in the day, but the rest of the day has been hot. So that was fun.
That still sounds nice.
So they're going to knock down the school in September. So as soon as that goes, we're going to see if we're going to at least take some bricks with us.
Yeah.
Take some bricks to as a memorabilia of the building. Along with some chairs and furniture and all that other good stuff.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. I got a curtain from the stage, so when the building gets knocked down in September, I'm gonna take me a brick, take me a couple of bricks.
There you go.
School's gonna be gone. Because that school's gonna be gone anyway. The school's old, like how old is it? 60 years old. I mean, it hasn't been updated since forever. That's probably why they built a new school.
Yeah, because now with the new technology and probably the asbestos and stuff, you know, they probably, you know, I feel that when it comes down to schools that children go to, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that as technology changes, especially when you're talking about ventilation systems, I'm sure when that, and I'm making the assumption, so I don't know, sure when that building was built that they did not have central air conditioning. So they probably had window air conditioners or whatever, whatnot, which that
right.
wasn't efficient for cooling a brick building, you know.
And you're right. I mean, when that school was built, they had no central air conditioning. The only air conditioning in the building was the main office.
And they probably had a couple going in there, and you probably go in there and be like, oh, it feels so good in here. Then you walk up out there and say, damn, it's hot. I did not intend to be in a high school, okay? As a person who knows about that, you know. So, I mean, it's time for a change. I mean, it's hard to see a building go, but everything can't last forever, you know.
Yep,
and when
right.
you're talking about children, you have to look out for what's best for children.
Right. I mean, like in the wintertime, it gets cold. In the summertime, it gets hot. In the springtime,
yep.
I don't know what it is. At least that's what it was when I went to school. I mean, I remember.
And it's probably like that with.
Go ahead.
I was saying it was probably like that for all the other kids too.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to stay cool and stay warm, why the principal's office? That's about the best part of the building.
Because the principal
got to
keep their mind clear. They got to keep their mind clear. Don't you know that y'all are a bunch of little damn children? Y'all don't get a chance to be comfortable. That's for grown folks. Get a job
yep.
and then you can be comfortable. But I mean, you know that saying?
That's it.
Get a job, start paying some bills, then you can talk about being comfortable. You ain't paying no goddamn bills.
Yeah, are you saying let the kids suffer the hot heat and let them be all cool, nice and cool in the office? And
they got a damn job. Your job is to learn. Now, shit, start making some money and then you can make some other calls. Yeah, you know that's what they were saying. Shit. And the damn teachers were suffering with you. It wasn't like they had air conditioning and you didn't. The teachers were suffering with you. They told them you become the principal, you get cool. You ain't the damn principal, you the teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm just speaking. I don't know. Somebody said, Missy. No, I really don't know the reason. I've never understood that. I'm just talking about the side of my neck, okay, people? I don't need anybody coming to say I'm sitting here fashion principles or whatever. I really don't know the reason. I'm just making shit up.
And I saw the swimming pool. It's the first time since forever that there's no water in the pool. First time since forever. First time since I've been to that school that there's no water. I said, damn, what happened to all the water?
Mm.
You know what the sad part about it is? In the new school that they're building right now, they don't have a swimming pool.
I was going to say, because my high school didn't have a swimming pool. And I think that's actually sad for inner-city children. I'm just saying this because there is a stereotype. And the stereotype fits into what people say. When they say that black people don't swim, it's not that we don't swim, we're not given the opportunity to swim. No, I'm serious. We're not given the opportunity because we're not offered the same things that they're offered at suburban schools or at white schools. And that school being in Baltimore and a new school being built with no swimming pool, that's actually said you're disenfranchising a child that possibly may want to. Every child is not going to want to be able to swim. Let's make that clear. You can't force a child to want to know how to swim. But if you do not give them the opportunity, and we all know that being inner city, and I'm not being funny, I'm being realistic. We all know being inner city, you don't always have the money to go to the YMCA or take private lessons or whatever, and sometimes the only place you're learning how to swim is in school. I'm very blessed. I've taken swim lessons. My parents had me in swim lessons, and I put my children in swim lessons. But look at the number of children who the only way they learned how to swim was in school. And I think that's a really disadvantage to not have that offered to children because you have a greater possibility of people drowning. And when you hear about children drowning in the summertime, think about in the summertime when they're going around their friends and family or other people, and or even if they're going to a hotel that has a swimming pool, the reason why you have these unfortunate instances of things happening to children is because they have not been given the opportunity to learn. And before anybody say, I'm not bashing the public school system, I'm just speaking about inner city schools. It's not about public or private. It's about being in an inner city school where the school that you went to has swimming pool and not a new school is not going to have one. So now you're saying that these children are not going to be able to learn how to swim. I don't think that it's for lack of teachers. You know, I'm sure that they can find someone that... No, I'm being honest.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that you can find a certified teacher, and the number of African-American swimmers that we have in the Olympics, what is her name? Her last name is Morgan, but it's her and a black guy. They both are promoting inner-city swimming for children. And it's one of those things where I don't care what your color, I think children should know how to swim. My grandchildren, if I get my hands on their ass, they want to take swim lessons. I mean, I'm because you have a lesser likelihood of being in a accident in a swimming pool or even a bathtub or a pool in the backyard if you know the basics of swimming. And the only way you learn that is by being taught. It's not something that comes naturally. It's not like tossing a dog in the water and they know how to swim. You don't do that with children. Children actually have to be taught how to swim, just like adults have to be taught how to swim. And like I said, as a person who knows how to swim, I'm a very big proponent of it. Very big proponent. Okay. I was not so this is supposed to be a happy day. Okay. Get back to my happiness.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here talking about that. This is our last show. We don't come back until September, people. It's going to be strange not being around you guys, not talking to you every Sunday. But you guys will see me on Facebook Live. Because I won't be having the show, I'm not going to have a real Facebook Live schedule. You know how some people say, oh, I'm going to be on at this time. I'm going to pop up randomly. I might do 2 or 3 days in a row. I might go a week or so without it, but I will be on Facebook Live. You guys will be able to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
I'm not going to disappear all summer. Like I said, I ain't going to sit here and say when, because I don't know when the hell I'm going to show up. Last time I was on Facebook Live was, 2 or 3 weeks ago. That tells you that I'm not consistent.
Yeah, okay. I saw that one, yeah.
And we don't come back on the air until the 12th of September. So we've got all of July and all of August off. So for anybody who's wondering why we're not going to be back on the 5th of September, that's because Labor Day is on the 6th, and I figure ain't no sense of coming back the day before the holiday. You know, let's end summer the right way, not with this damn show. You know, let's start the show off after summer is, you know, after the technical summer is over. Not the actual summer, but the technical summer is over. Labor
right.
Day is technically
yeah.
the end of summer. You know, so we're going to come back after Labor Day. And then we're back until December, and then, you know, we got our little 2 week hiatus in December. But, you know, we never know what might happen during that time. You know, we might have guests again or whatever, but we're going to
mm-hmm.
keep this time slot. I can tell you I like our new time slot. I think this time slot is a better time slot for us. The transition to 7 p.m., 1 hour, is a whole lot better. So
mm-hmm.
that is
oh,
something
yeah.
that we will be sticking with. You know, we have fun on it. I think I'm going to keep it real talk. I don't think I'm going to switch it up again. You know, I think I'm going to keep the name Real Talk. You know, and if we throw sex in there, we throw sex in there, but we always keep it real. So I think somehow we always sometimes come back around sex. We haven't really talked about sex today, but we've had a fun day. I said I was going to keep it light. I'm keeping my promise. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it fun because we don't come back until September. And considering that, was every 5 minutes I'm singing roll, roll, roll your boat, you know.
Let me ask you guys something. Have you guys watched the Olympics?
Yes.
I watched the gymnastics trials. I watched a little bit of the track and field last night. I can tell you that that chick with the orange hair,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, then track and field.
Yeah.
I love what she said. If nobody paid attention, she thanked her grandmother. She said, without her grandmother, she would not have been there. And I just love her energy. I can't even tell what the child runs because all I saw was her red hair. But remember back when we were growing up where we had FloJo and Jackie Joyner-Kersee, and,
yeah.
you know, what happened to our flamboyant women who were in track and field? I like the fact that, you know, she's making a statement. You know, FloJo was known for her nails. That was what FloJo was known for, you know. And, you know, I like the fact that, first of all, I like the fact that now we've got somebody coming out. Everybody knows that's a wig. Nobody's mad at it. I think it looks cute. I like the fact that's her signature, because, hell, you can see her a mile away, okay? You ain't got no, you have no question of who the hell she is when she runs. And I like that flamboyant. You know, you don't have to be over the top to have everybody know who you are. And I like that. You know, I really commend her. And on top of that, she's a damn good, first of all, she's a damn good runner. You know, on top of having that loud-ass hair. That I think is cute, you know. And her personality comes through. And then, what's her name? Felix. I love the fact that she's a first-time mother, and she's going to the Olympics again. I think this is her 5th Olympics. So this will be the first. She's 35 years old. She's proven that you can do shit over the age of 30. You know, I'm loving that. I'm watching Simone Biles. I'm loving Simone. Who doesn't
yep.
love Simone Biles?
Exactly.
I don't think anybody can hate Simone
awesome.
Biles.
She is
awesome. I mean, first of all, her Uber Eats commercials are like the best. Whoever this guy is who is, you know, with her has me rolling. Can we be bestie Simone? You know, and then she's like, is this my hair part? And he's like, no. He's like, yeah.
You have it.
She's like, you can keep it.
Oh,
You know, now I might not be ordering nothing from Uber Eats, but I can tell you, I could watch the commercial all day long. And yes, I do order from Uber Eats before somebody says I'm knocking Uber Eats. No, I'm not knocking Uber Eats because I actually have ordered from Uber Eats. But I love the commercials. And her new Visa commercial where she's flipping through there like, Simone, Simone, and she does the black flips to get to the restaurant and pay for a Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before we knew who she was, remember she was doing the Tide commercials.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The last Olympics, she was doing the Tide commercials. So the fact that we've watched her grow and mature, but I don't know if anybody caught what happened the other night. The woman who was interviewing Simone said, yeah, at the last Olympics 5 years ago, you were 16. And she's like, no, by the way, I was 19. She was like, oh, okay. You know, that's a big difference between fucking 19 and 16, okay?
Yeah.
You know. She's like, so how does it feel? And I'm thinking, okay, not trying to be funny, but if she was 21 and doing all this PDA with her boyfriend, which she still would be an adult, they would be all over her ass. Let's keep it real. She should be focusing on other things. I mean, I think she's not a college graduate. You know what I'm saying? So you insulted this woman, and she's like, oh, okay, 19. I'm like, bitch, 19 and 16 are two different ages.
Yeah.
You know, and you go 6 plus 19, that puts her at 24. 24 is a big difference from 21. But that's just me. You know, like I said, it's maybe because it was as if she didn't care that she had basically made this woman younger than she was. It's almost like dismissing what she's done, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way I saw it. You know, it was like really, I looked at it as an insult. Because Simone corrected her, and it was almost like, oh well, you know, basically like, oh, well, you know, 19. No, bitch, 19 is a big difference.
Yeah, but, maybe a big difference, but you still can't drink alcohol. Still can't drink alcohol at 19.
Hell, she probably ain't drinking alcohol. Now, let's keep it real.
Hmm.
Most athletes, especially at that caliber, if they drink, they drink very little.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you from my marathon training, I really was only drinking like maybe once a week, and they talked about me because they couldn't understand how I was getting up on Saturday mornings. Now, grant you, I was in my, you know, I was getting ready to turn 40, so big difference between a 19, 20-year-old. But, like, I was getting off work when I was training for the marathon. And if me and my coworkers were going out to the bar, you know, we were going to the bar, and I'm having chocolate martinis, okay? I'm not just having a drink. I'm having fucking chocolate martinis. And then I'm at the park that we run around, which is an 8-mile run, at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And they're like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm okay. What'd you do last night? I got off work and we went to happy hour, and I stayed there until about 7 or 8 o'clock. I was drinking chocolate martinis and all these different things. They're like, so they talk about, you know, this is a woman who gets up on a Saturday morning and runs. But was I drinking chocolate martinis 5 days a week? No, I might drink it once. And then when I prepped for, as I got closer to my prep date to the marathon day, I was drinking less and less and less. So you're really watching what you're doing. So being able to drink or not, shit, she probably still ain't drinking. And if she is, she might be having a glass of wine or two. But speaking of it, now they're saying having chocolate is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As a person who eats plenty of chocolate, thank you. You know, we're coming up on the holiday weekend. I want everybody to be safe. This is going to be, and when I say be safe with the fireworks.
Yes.
Because it is very easy to get injured with fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So take it easy and be safe. And just be safe. I mean, I'm not going to elaborate. Be safe. Because that is
yep.
a very big thing. You know, fireworks are not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I can't joke about it. There's nothing funny about it. I mean, they are pretty. They are beautiful up in the sky. At the end of the day, be safe. You know, what else? That was my serious point. God. Oh, my dog is a killer.
Yeah.
No, he's a real killer. Because I have a big backyard, I swear my dog must have killed a frog today. Because if he sees something and is trying to get away from him, like, I know he's killed a mouse, but I'm, like, so sick of my dog killing stuff. The last time he came to my porch and it looked like a tail was hanging out his mouth, I was like, if you don't get the hell away from me. So that scared the shit out of me. Today I saw him, like, picking up something and throwing it down, so it had to be a frog, so he finally killed it. So he doesn't understand about how he's so bigger than stuff that he just can't go after stuff. So I know he's killing shit. I'm like, ugh. I don't want my dog to be a killer. I mean, I'm honest. I don't want my dog to be a killer. But he is becoming a little bit more aggressive, so I'm liking that. A man walked past my house. And mm-hmm. I don't know what my dog heard, but he heard something. He hopped up in the chair in my office, and he started barking. And I was like, good boy, you go for it, good boy. Well, he took it to a brand new level. This man knows there's a damn dog in the house, because not only did he bark, he was like, ugh. I'm like, where did you go come from? Bass all up in his voice, and he went on for about 5 minutes. The guy was probably gone long and far down the damn street. But he knew the damn dog in his house. I bet he ain't look over here at all. Because he hopped up, and I was like, good boy. I was like, that's a good boy. You know, because I don't want him to think that everybody to walk by is friendly. And I'm looking at his tail, because we all know that if a dog is wagging his tail, he good. If he ain't wagging his tail, he's serious. I'm looking, that tail wasn't wagging. I'm like, okay, I got you. I'm happy with that. I just got to find out what treats I want to give him, because I've got it. We were trying to figure out, it's taking me this long to realize, he is treat-driven. He's not, what drives him is the treats instead of getting compliments.
Mm-hmm.
He's more treat-driven. So I'm going to have to find him some good treats for when he do stuff to train him more.
Well,
so what is everybody
you...
going to do this summer?
Hmm. Oh, shoot. Well, I'll probably go out, but I'm probably not go out to, so like concerts, if they have concerts outdoor. Remember, because of COVID, we didn't have concerts, and, probably go to a baseball game or something. A year after COVID, we didn't go to baseball games, concerts. I would like to go to a concert because I have not been to a concert since the Jackson 5 was. I have not been to a concert since the Jackson 5 was the thing. Right,
okay,
there.
Well, I can tell you the last concert I went to. The last concert I went to was in 2018. No, actually, I went in 2019 because they threw a private concert for the season ticket holders for the Lions. But the last mm-hmm. concert I went to that I had to pay for was the J. Cole concert. And actually, I'm going to see J. Cole this year. We're still debating what tickets we're getting because I'm not making that decision. My daughter is making that decision, but we'll be going to J. Cole.
Yep.
And she was asking me how good my seats were because she was on the floor and I was in the mezzanine. And I thought, I was like, I was able to see. I was like, hell, I was able to see you. So you know, I started to see St. Bad as I'm in the mezzanine, and I literally could see where my daughter was. I saw exactly where my daughter was, and I was still able to see the stage. So I figured I had pretty good seats. So was I looking directly at the stage? No, I was like, but I was happy with the seats. I wasn't upset about them. They weren't bad seats. So.
Yeah,
I went and saw Prince before he passed away. Remember, I was at that Prince concert in 2015. So, you know, I go to a concert.
Yep. Tonight marks the first live concert back in Oklahoma, and it was with Styx and Collective Soul, and they're playing right now.
Wow.
Last concert I went to was February 2019. Went to see Kiss.
Damn.
Ooh.
That's big time. That's big time right there.
Yep. It was a sold-out show, which surprised me because of the price of the fucking tickets.
It was Kiss. It was Kiss, okay?
And it was...
That surprised you. It was Kiss.
Yes, it was their farewell No More Tours concert tour.
That's right, it was Kiss.
And,
I mean, that's just like when I went to Prince's concert, it was sold out. I didn't give it, as a person who went to the concert, I didn't give a shit how much that damn ticket was. You know why I didn't care? Because my bitch ass was gone.
Yep, that was me.
I maxed out my credit card for that concert, I ain't gonna lie. And I do not regret it at one fucking all. If I had to do it again, I would.
Yep.
Are you sure? I mean, let me ask you something, Greg. Are you sure it's a farewell concert? Because they've been saying that a lot lately.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. They kind of had to halt the concert going because of COVID, but... It's supposedly last time they're in Oklahoma, but
okay.
If they come back, that's fine. I will not go see them again, but you know, there's other ones I want to see that, you know, hopefully I can.
Well, Elton John is coming here twice for his farewell tour, which I was shocked because he's doing the farewell concert, but he's doing one additional. And
if they sell out a show within hours, then they don't have another concert before or after for, you know, like a week.
Mm-hmm.
They might actually open up and do a second or third show.
Well,
Journey,
this one is like 3 or 4 months apart. No, they're doing... He's actually coming back. He's doing
two shows
at two different times in Michigan. And
wow.
I was like, I might have to get some Elton John tickets because they were talking about the farewell tour that was canceled, that was postponed until next year. But he's doing an additional show like 2 or 3 months either before or after that. So, I was like, I'm going to have to go see him. I'm thinking about it. I'm not for sure yet. I'm thinking about it.
I have seen Elton John, and the person that opened up for him was Billy Joel. So,
you're talking a long time ago.
It was back in the early 2000s when that happened.
Trust me,
Elton John does not let you down. He is a very good performer.
I'm going to have to think about that. Well, this is our last show. I'm not going to take us over. I want everybody to have a great summer. We will be back September 12th. I will be posting. I will be keeping people abreast. But I want everybody to have a great summer and have fun. And now that we're coming out of COVID, still be safe.
Yep, be safe.
Have a great summer,
Enjoy.
Everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
About this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
right. And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.